Steve Morris calling Steve Newton.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Have I got Steve here?
You got it.
Oh, cool.
All right, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm at home today. At the moment, I'm living in Northern California up in the hills.
Hey, yeah. I read that you're moving back to Florida.
Sometime. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I got a copy of the latest Musician magazine with you and Eddie and Albert on the cover there.
Oh, yeah. That was a great gig.
Yeah.
It really was. Eddie played actually really well, and he may have got a little bit hyper-critical outlook from the writer, but he actually did very well.
All right, cool. How did that come about, the three of you guys getting together like that?
Well, I play with Albert in that band as a guest quite often.
Hmm.
It's called Biff Babies All-Star, just kind of a joke name.
Hmm.
And they started just, you know, a bunch of studio guys that were frustrated that wanted to play, you know, just every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And do, you know, weird music, you know, old-time rock and roll and stuff, and a lot of improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
Long solos. In fact, that's the motto of the band, long solos and sloppy endings. And anyway, it turned out Ed was getting a guitar made by Music Man, which makes a guitar for Albert and I.
Right.
And somewhere along the way, Sterling Ball from Ernie Ball,
mm-hmm.
who makes the guitars, suggested maybe doing a gig together.
Mm-hmm.
Or he just tossed it out to Eddie, you know, that maybe he could sit in if we did a gig.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and heard the band, and then after that he said, yeah, I want to do it.
All right, cool. How many gigs did you guys do at NAMM there?
Well, it was just two shows, because it was only about 2,500-seat little place.
Did you pack them in?
Well, yeah, I think Eddie's name had a lot to do with it. We do pretty well at the NAMM shows, because they're free shows anyway. But normally we wouldn't do two.
Yeah. How do you think Eddie rates as far as rock guitarists go?
Well, as they say, man, he's a king. I shouldn't say anybody is anything except that he's one of the very best.
Mm-hmm.
Let me revise that.